St. Vincent and the Grenadines is taking critical steps to strengthen disaster preparedness in its fisheries sector, following a key workshop hosted by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, UNFAO, in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture. With participation from fishers and stakeholders from this country, Grenada and Carriacou, the workshop focused on emergency response, recovery planning, and the severe challenges coastal communities face during and after natural disasters. Chief Fisheries Officer Jennifer Cruikshank Howard said the workshop provided practical insights on the procurement of fisheries equipment after natural disasters and addressed the logistical and economic hurdles that often delay recovery.
So the workshop held from the 9th to the 11th of September for the Improving Emergency Response in Fisheries and Aquaculture Sector enlightened and guided the participants on the procedures for the procurement of fisheries equipment after natural disasters and also the challenges often encountered during and after natural disasters. The workshop represented an invaluable opportunity to deepen our collective understanding, to build technical capacity, and to foster collaboration across disciplines and institutions. It is through such collaboration that we can effectively mainstream risk reduction into our planning, improve early warning systems, and adopt proactive strategies that protect lives, livelihoods, and ecosystems.
Cruikshank Howard stressed that disaster risk management is not optional, but a development imperative for the fisheries sector.
So disaster risk management is not only a technical necessity, it is a development imperative. In recent years, we have witnessed firsthand the devastating impacts of natural hazards such as Hurricane Barry. Whether through volcanic eruptions, flooding, or the increasing threat posed by climate change and ocean-related events, these hazards have had profound effects on our coastal communities and our marine ecosystem and the livelihood of those who depend on the fisheries and aquaculture sector, such as our fishers, our seamounts, farmers, and those other persons who are involved in the entrepreneurship of the livelihoods related to fisheries, including our fish vendors.
The chief fisheries officer thanked the FAO for its continued support and made a direct appeal to the public, fisherfolk, and policymakers to back the industry.
I would like to thank the FAO for being part of this workshop, for organizing and executing the workshop. The advice I will give is for fisheries, for fishers and their family to continue in the industry. We know how important fish is to our society. A number of persons are eating healthier, and we know fish is a great source of protein. We will encourage everyone to continue to support the fishery sector and to provide the necessary information or resources, whatever is necessary for the fishers and their families to continue to be in the fishing industry for generations to come.
Chief Fisheries Officer Jennifer Cruikshank Howard. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.